This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Jeff Srebik covers the Ravens better than anybody. Joins us now on Grant and Danny. Jeff, preseason finale, week three preseason football. Feel the excitement as you hit the road to come down to Northwest Stadium. What are the storylines right now for the Ravens outside of the Lamar Jackson injury?
Yeah, that's pretty much where it stops and ends. Where it starts and ends, excuse me. The the kicker has been a big story this year after what happened with Justin Tucker and then his release. And, you know, this is a team with Super Bowl aspirations that's, you know, going to be running out a rookie six-round kicker after having so much stability at the position for a long time. So that's a big storyline. They have a couple roster spots they still have to fill. But, yeah, it's been a rather business-like training camp for them. They added DeAndre Hopkins and, you know, they get back a couple other guys on offense, but there's not a whole lot of roster spots to win in this camp. I mean, they return back 10 of 11 starters on offense. So it's kind of stability this year for them. They're hoping to pick up where they left off and just rewrite a different ending this time.
Yeah, stability is great when you win, 12, 13 games a year. But, they haven't gotten through the big bad monster at the end of the level yet, as most teams haven't, quite frankly, in Mahomes and Kansas City, et cetera. What's going to be different this year, Jeff, or will something be?
They have to figure that out. And I think if there was an easy answer to their string of disappointing playoff performances, I think it would have been figured out by now. They just haven't been at their best when their best is required, and that's been a problem because I think a lot of these years they've had arguably the best team in the league. I mean, their performance in the regular season suggests that, or at least one of the best in the league, and they just have this, they just have this habit of getting to the playoffs getting away from what they do best and just making mistakes and kind of being unrecognizable from the team we see during the regular season. So, I mean, you keep giving yourself a chance. You hope that one of these times you're going to knock down the door, but they have done a few different things. I mean, one of the interesting things they've done is they've introduced this grading system at practice where every day every player is getting graded, and certain characteristics that they feel like are paramount to winning in January and February are given a certain amount of weight. And it's gotten real competitive. They have the results on monitors throughout the building, and they're hoping not to hide from this. It's not like when you ask, they deny it. They understand what is out there. They know there's plenty of scar tissue there. So they've hoped to attack it that way by really putting a focus on some of these characteristics that they think are the reason why you win or lose games in January and February, and hoping they put a focus on it now that it'll pay off down the stretch. But look, you don't know until you get there, right? And, you know, as I said earlier, there's plenty of scar tissue with this team based on, you know, some of their past failures in January.
Ravens reporter for The Athletic, Jeff Zeribic. Ravens Commanders, Northwest Stadium tomorrow afternoon, a matinee preseason finale. Hey, Jeff, what is the deal with Lamar Jackson? Is that injury more serious than was originally let on?
I don't think so. I think it's serious in terms of missing time in the regular season. No, I think he'll be fine. You know, we were all at practice, and I, you know, he threw a pass, and I was watching where the pass ended up, and at the corner of my eye, I saw him go to the ground. And, you know, there's a bunch of really big human beings in front of him, and we weren't particularly close. Our vantage point wasn't particularly close to the field. So I didn't see how he got to the ground. But he got up, and he looked, you know, he looked a little uncomfortable, but nothing serious. He played a couple more plays in there, and then he just sort of walked off with the train, with the strength and conditioning coach, and members of the training staff followed. And he had x-rays, and they say he's fine. To me, it looked like a wrist injury. They say it was a set and stepped on the foot. I mean, he looked like he was shaking his wrist out when we saw him after the play. Now, maybe that was independent of that, and he just got his foot stepped on. But, you know, I think he'll be fine. I've yet to hear any significant concern in that building. I mean, this is kind of the dog days. He's been at it all, you know, the entire summer. As long as they have him for the start of Bills week, which is week one, I think they'll be fine. And he wasn't going to play anyway Saturday, so... you know, nothing serious, I don't believe. Just kind of got banged up a little bit.
Does this group have enough pass rush to bother the Allens and the Mahomeses and the Burrows and company?
That's, you know, when you look at what they don't have, like what piece has sort of held them back, I think the one piece you could say on the defensive side of the ball, because they've turned the ball over a lot in the playoffs, but they also haven't forced any turnovers, and that's a bad recipe. And one of the ways you force turnovers is you have that, you know, marquee pass rusher who teams have to game plan for and change games. They haven't had that. You know, they have had a lot of good. They just haven't had really any great. And but, you know, they do it by a committee approach. I mean, Van Noy and Owe are two double-digit sack guys. Matabike had, you know, double-digit sacks 2 years ago, and I think they feel like he'll be in better position this year to sort of have that year he didn't have last year. But I think a guy they're really counting on is the second-round pick, Mike Green. He's, you know, he would have been a first-round pick if there wasn't off-the-field concerns. They got him in the second round, and most people think he's been one of the best players in camp. So I think you're going to see an awful lot of him going forward. Still a rookie, I get it. I'm not, you know, predicting rookie of the year or anything, defensive rookie of the year or anything like that. But he has some pass rush juice, and I think he will be a factor for them. I think it would be great if they had that one guy, but I think they have enough where how they play and how they load the field with defensive backs and do a lot of disguising, I think they have enough pass rushers up front, you know, to win games and to be a very productive unit in that way. But it is definitely going to be a committee approach there.
Jeff, this is kind of along the lines of what Danny was asking about the state of the Ravens union earlier, but they're in a weird situation. It's almost baseball-like with teams where you know they're going to be in the playoffs, but nobody really cares until October to see if they can get further, which is kind of a dangerous place to be in the building. Like, that's one thing for fans, but how do they combat that? Because it is a tough schedule when you're playing teams like the Bills, Lions, Chiefs, Texans, Rams, I think in the first five or so games. You take the Browns game out of it, they got one of the tougher schedules to open the season of anybody.
Yeah, absolutely right, and I agree with you, Grant. It's a tough situation to be in. I mean, they've earned their way into that situation, but you can't take the playoffs for granted in this league. It's too hard. You know, the beginning of their schedule is extremely rigorous, but it really, you know, it lets up a little bit. But it's still, they have one of the toughest schedules in the league. It's going to be a battle for them to make it to the playoffs. So you just can't fast forward yourself into January, where you're either going to Buffalo, Kansas City, or you're hosting one of those games in the AFC divisional round. But I think they understand. I think they've embraced it. They have a veteran team, and I think these guys understand. I don't think they look past anything. I don't think they fast forward anything. I think they understand they have to take it, you know, focus on the task at hand, that they can't rewrite their wrongs, you know, in week one, or, you know, even if they beat Buffalo, that doesn't really revenge anything. I mean, Buffalo knocked them out of the playoffs. So, you know, I think John Harbaugh, that's one of his strengths, keeping them focused on the task at hand and not looking ahead. But it's a tough spot to be in. Like, I even see it. Like, you know, I get comments all the time about stuff I wrote. Yeah, wake me up when it comes to January. And you know, that's a tough world to live in, because it's not easy to get to the playoffs every year in the NFL.
Jeff Cerebic with us here on Grant and Danny breaking down the Ravens. Let's talk pass game. You know, Mark Andrews at one point prolific. Maybe now it's, you know, a bit more combo. You could tell me what the tight end room looks like. DeAndre Hopkins in addition at the receiver spot. How does that pass game look? We know what the running game looks like. It's, you know, a bowling ball with knives named Derrick Henry. It's Lamar Jackson downhill too. But the passing game, where is that?
Yeah, I mean, look, the bar is not very high because the Ravens haven't exactly been a wide receiver factory over the years, but this may be the best collection of skill talent on offense that they've ever had in team history. It's just, I'm not saying it's an embarrassment of riches like league-wide, but just for the Ravens, if you look at some of the receiving cores they traditionally run out, and they've always kind of been tight end heavy, they still got the tight ends. I would be surprised if Isaiah Likely's ready in week one or even week two. He had fractured his foot, but I don't think he'll be too far. He should be back relatively in September, maybe mid-September, or even a little later in September. And then you got the guys, you know, obviously Bateman's coming off his best season, and Zay Flowers had 1,000 yards plus and made the Pro Bowl, and DeAndre Hopkins is future Hall of Famer. So, and then you got the three tight ends. So it's been a popular topic of conversation here, how they're going to keep everyone happy. I mean, you certainly aren't going to keep Derrick Henry happy by taking carries from him. So you don't subtract from the run game there. So it's going to be on Lamar Jackson and Todd Monken to spread the ball around, keep these guys involved. You know, I think Zay Flowers and Bateman are still ascending players. And I don't think, obviously, DeAndre Hopkins is not what he used to be. But if you just need him to make some clutch catches, to make some plays in the red zone, catch some contested balls, and that's all you need from him. You don't need for him to catch 7-8 balls a game, and they don't, then I think he's fine in that role. So it's a good group. You know, I'm not ranking it with the rest of the top teams and receivers the rest of the league, but for what they do and how they play, they got a lot of guys who can be productive in the pass game.
Jeff, will they play any starters in the game tomorrow?
The only ones you may see are a couple of the younger offensive linemen. The first 2 weeks, they've played five total on each side of the ball, and three of them have been young offensive linemen. They've been playing Malachi Stark, the first-round safety, but I don't even expect five. I think it'll be bare minimum tomorrow, run the ball a lot, and get the heck out of there. As I said, they don't really have a whole lot of left. I mean, maybe one or two spots are still up for grabs, but there's not a whole lot more they need to see from this team to know what they're going to decide by cutdown day. So, yeah, I would be surprised if you saw more than one or two on each side of the ball.
One more on Lamar, if you don't mind, Jeff. Grant and I disagreed about this for the record, but I was 100% in the Lamar should have been the MVP last year camp. And I think it may have been a byproduct of he may not have deserved it as much the year before when he did win it. So who knows? You could flip-flop him and figure it out. But how did he react to that, to not winning the MVP after so much bold ink on his Pro Football Reference page?
Publicly, he just said, the voters spoke, and I'm about winning Super Bowls. I can't imagine, though, it didn't bother him a little bit. I think it annoyed some people in the Ravens building. They thought he was the best player. And they thought he was the most valuable player in the league this past year. I mean, he had in many ways, if you look, he had one of the best seasons for a quarterback ever. I don't think that takes away what Josh Allen did. I think it was just one of those cases where, you know, I think Josh Allen was deserving. I would have voted for Lamar. I mean, part of that maybe because I see him every week. I thought, you know, the whole dialogue narrative down the stretch was, yo, look at all these players the Ravens have, and Josh Allen's kind of doing them, you know, doing it by himself, or more is on Josh Allen. But, you know, I think Cook is a pretty darn good running back, and they have good tight ends. Shakir is a good wide receiver. So I didn't quite buy that, and they had arguably the best offensive line in the AFC in Buffalo. So I thought that was a little overblown narrative that Josh Allen was doing it with nothing. But Look, Lamar Jackson has a lot of motivation. He's, you know, he understands, but he's not going to silence people until he wins the big game. I think everybody knows that. He's always going to have sort of detractors. But I can't imagine he's not motivated to prove again that he's kind of the top guy and should have been the MVP. He will never say it bothered him, but I have a hard time believing he didn't make a note of it and use it as motivation.
You know what, though? Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl, and then the thing was he couldn't win, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, Kirk Cousins had a quote.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins had a quote on the Netflix special that I love. It was actually from Margaret Thatcher. It's, "If my critics saw me walking on water, they would say it's because I couldn't swim." And, like, there is some of that where who cares what the shouty shows say? Like, that guy's a Hall of Famer in the making. He's having an unbelievable career. Now, obviously for him, I'm sure he wants to win a Super Bowl. But when he wins one, they'll say he should have had two or three. You know what I mean?
Sure, sure. And, you know, with him, people want to be right. Like, the fact is, and there's a lot of people that did not think you'd be a good NFL quarterback, and they stick to their guns, and they're going to use his when he comes up short as kind of proof to their point. I think that's kind of how it is with most players. Even last year, I mean, I thought he was discredited in a lot of ways because the season Derrick Henry, had. So that's part of it. These guys get it. These guys get it. I mean, there's a lot on the line with Lamar. I mean, he wants to be paid again. His contract now. We're at the time of year where they're going to need to – we're at the time where they're going to need to adjust his contract again and get him another extension. So it'll be interesting to see how he reacts this year. But he is a nice supporting cast, that's for sure.
Jeff, really appreciate the time. Enjoy the game tomorrow. And here's to another Ravens undefeated preseason. Right, they keep track of that sort of thing, I guess. Right, they're 2-0, looking
they had
for three.
A good run, but then the Commanders ruined it, and then they sort of went into a tailspin. I think they had lost three or four in a row heading into this year. But the streak's back. I mean, I think it's 2-and-counting now.
Well, in fairness, they ran into the buzzsaw that was Ron Rivera and Sam Howell.
Anytime you see Rivera and Sam Howell, you're in for it.
So we get it. Thank you. We appreciate
Thanks,
you, Jeff.
Jeff.
Enjoy the game.
Take care, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, we'll see you at the stadium tomorrow. There's Jeff Srebik. That's how we scout the opponent on Grant and Danny. Jaden Daniels has not thrown a pass this August. Not going to ahead of week one. Is that a problem? We'll let you hear what one team analyst thinks next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
We have kicked off a new season of Friday Field Trips today in Fairfax at Honor Brewing, out here until 6:15, getting you ready for the final week of preseason action going into the weekend, and we are going to be revealing our Friday Field Trip schedule this coming week. We are going to be busy, I'll tell you that. Virginia, Maryland, D.C., stops all around the DMV.
Busy little bees, my friend. We'll be oot and a boot Canadian style. People will unfortunately be unable to avoid us. We're going to be right in your faces.
We're just going to be all up in there.
All up in your grill.
Show, as always, brought to you by the law firm Condorian Murad, helping you to draft a last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a consultation with their attorneys today at kmlawyers.com. That's kmlawyers.com. And we should remind everyone that you can get into our fantasy football league, or try to right now. Someone was just asking how to do that. You go to our Facebook page,
yep.
facebook.com/Grant and Danny. We're randomly going to pick participants for our fantasy football league this year. So Monday's the deadline to sign up. Monday night you will find out if you got into the league. Make sure you're checking your email and your social media. And then on Wednesday we're going to be drafting at Pupitella in Springfield. There will be pizzas for you.
There will be pizza.
That kind of thing.
Starring Daniel Day-Ruye.
Pizza and football, not too shabby. Logan Paulson and I are doing a show called Take Command. You're familiar with this program.
I know all about that.
He and Craig Hoffman, for a few years, were doing this podcast together. It's a popular show in the Commanders fan community, and I'm taking it over now for Craig and working with Logan, who I've known for some 15 years, and it's been a lot of fun. So you can check that out wherever you get your audio, but what's interesting, Danny, is that it gives us an opportunity to dive a little deeper, do some X's and O's, and break down the film the way Logan does and see the game through his eyes. I brought up this thing you and I have been kicking around, which is Jaden Daniels not throwing a pass in the preseason. There are plenty of veteran quarterbacks who won't, but there aren't that many guys who have played 1 or 2 years in the league that are not being asked to throw any passes at all ahead of the regular season. So there's this like acting as if that's happening. I don't have a big problem with it. Just is what it is.
Sure.
From the Commander's standpoint. So I want to play this clip. This is from the episode of Take Command that's previewing the Ravens game, talking about the projection for the roster with myself and Logan. But this was Logan Paulson on Jaden's zero passing attempts in August if he doesn't play, and he's not expected to, against the Ravens.
The thing that comes to mind is like, so little background here is like, I was like, I need every rep. I need every opportunity. I need to feel it. I need to be in it. I need the preseason games to get ready. And there's a lot of guys like Tana of that generation. Tana's a little bit older than me, obviously, but he kind of had the same mindset. I need to get in, need to, you know, run my 10 plays, need to get 3 or 4 balls in a preseason game, and then I'm good. Shut it down and hit the season. But I think now you look around the league and it's way different in terms of how people approach these games. Like, it is strictly for evaluation in a lot of senses, right? So like, you look at some of the top guys, like Jalen Hurts, 0 preseason snaps. Josh Allen, 0 preseason snaps. Patrick Mahomes has 3. Lamar Jackson has 0. Matt Stafford has 0. And obviously there's other people that have more, and everyone kind of has their own approach and own philosophy to this. But the thing I came back to was like, the reason you'd want him to play is to get kind of get the CPU working, right? Am I seeing the coverages correctly? Am I seeing the blitzes? Am I getting the protections called correctly? All those kind of things. And I can attest to this because I did it. Like, preseason is like the vanilla of vanilla. Like, it's fun to play in the preseason because it's not hard. It's like, it's easy, right? So I'm like, the benefit of having him play would be to have him see complicated stuff and there will be no complicated stuff, right? There will be no, oh, I'm going to disguise this cover three. It's actually cover two, or here's a fire zone and I got to get the ball out quick. That's not what this is, right? And so I think that that's ultimately, I came to the conclusion. It's like, yeah, because why the work, if they do play, great. He's getting to, getting to put the uniform on, getting the call on the headset. You're working process, you're working substitutions. But in terms of the things that he needs, all that stuff would have come in the joint practice. You know what I'm saying? So like, that's where you get the real value of developing a quarterback is when you see, hey, this is Baltimore, man. They're running all these six-man fire zones and it's crazy. And we're kind of showing these simulated pressures and we're really, is it six or is it four? And where's the ball? Where's my hot answer? All that kind of stuff. Are we picked up? But you're not getting that in the preseason. They're not going to do it. So is there a value to it? Sure, but it's more logistical, right? It's not an actual developmental process for him.
That's awesome analysis.
Yes, it is.
From Logan. And it really has shaped how I'm going to feel about this weekend. So here's what I mean by this. Do I want him to go out and play? I do. But I've said this all along. If he's going out there without Laremy Tunsil at left tackle and Brandon Coleman at left guard and Sam Cosmi at right guard and Zach Ertz at tight end and Noah Brown at wide receiver two and Terry McCorn at wide receiver one, how useful is this exercise really? Number one. And then number two, and I hadn't really thought a lot about this, but Logan's point, and I don't know if it came up in that answer there, but it was more specific to especially this week of the preseason.
Right.
So he was saying essentially like last week, the dress rehearsal, a team might actually mix and match and do some different things. But this week, the third week of the preseason, is the most vanilla the ice cream gets. It is as absolute easy install as you're going to have.
Yeah, it's literally on Mike Nolan's
desk. His point is you're just going out there and like sweating and just picking apart a defense on day one install stuff, mm-hmm. which we'll get into in a second. But he's right. Like, you're going to get better looks in practice than that. So I think that's actually a really smart way to view Daniels not participating this weekend.
That's a very good point. It's another way to kind of get to a similar conclusion. I mean, again, I'll use a poorly drawn baseball analogy. If you tell me, hey, before the regular season starts, Danny, this is back when I'm 20-some years ago in shape and playing in college, you get one BP swing to get ready, you know, before the season starts. Well, that's better than zero, so I guess I'll take it, but it's not enough, right? If you're not going to do the full 2 weeks and hundreds of swings and not going to do all the normal prep, which the equivalent would probably be a full preseason game or a half a football or something to that effect, then it's kind of diminishing return, right? I guess it's still worth it to go through the exercise of getting loose for the game, warming up, throwing all the passes there and kind of running the route tree on the field just to get that feel a little bit and, you know, do it with other color jerseys on, I suppose. But if you're only throwing one or two passes, like if you'd thrown one pass, that what he ended up running for a touchdown. If he'd thrown that pass and that went for a touchdown, he'd thrown one pass in the preseason. And we're all acknowledging that's better than zero, but it's like, what, a fraction of a millimeter better than zero? Like, if you're not doing the full 15, 20, 30 passes over the course of a preseason, a la Jackson Dart, what work are you really getting against some of these vanilla looks, kind of to Logan's point? So I would rather, probably have him thrown a lot more, just kind of given that this is year two and there's no Terry McLaurin and, you know, we're breaking in a whole bunch of new rideouts here. So if it's not going to be zero, I'm not really that, pantaloons in a bunch that it's not going to be two or three or four this weekend against Air.
This was Logan drilling down a little more on just not thinking that playing Daniels against the Ravens is going to help him or really affect his preparation that much.
Is it going to actually help him get better? And I'm not sure that it will, because if Baltimore's not playing their starters, it's going to be a bunch of jag backups, right? And you're going to pick that apart probably, right? No matter who's playing wide receiver. And then you're just exposing him to injury.
And so, planning. And it's vanilla.
Yeah, it's super vanilla. Like, I'll tell you, in that third preseason game or fourth preseason game when I was playing, it was day one install from the defense. They're running one coverage. They're running run front. And you could just let that thing rip. And if you had anybody with any kind of experience, you were going to win the game at the quarterback spot, right? Like, that's what that game is. And so, and I love it. And again, four or five guys are going to make the team off that game tonight, on Saturday, which is great. But that's the thing I came back to. It's like, as much as I think it helps with preparation, help me with my preparation, is it really going to help Jaden Daniels? And again, this is a situation that's outside of the team's control. The joint practice gets canceled. I don't think you need to course correct necessarily because, like, hunting for reps if they're not going to be valuable reps. Like, work just for work's sake is not valuable.
Well said by Logan Paulson. So I'll use that as my opportunity to say perfectly okay with the fact that we're not really going to see the starters in this game. Now, that does not mean I'm anti-preseason. I'm the opposite of that. I would have played the starters a little bit more against New England. They didn't play 30 of those guys at all. And I probably would have played them a little bit more against the Bengals even, although on offense, essentially, with Daniels' situation, with all of the guys that weren't there from the first-team offense, it didn't really make a lot of sense. And so there wasn't a whole lot you could have done there.
Right, right.
But every game needs to be just viewed for that one, this example. What is this? No starters, nothing complicated to learn from, bunch of guys on offense that are number twos with me. Is the juice worth the squeeze? And the answer to that, as much as I love preseason and I'm normally all for getting guys out there, no. It's just, it's not this yeah. time around. The small risk of injury is probably greater than whatever development.
Whatever gains, yeah. I mean, there is something to be said for going through the exercise and, you know, going through the warm-up and the pregame and all that kind of stuff. But, again, it's not enough to outweigh that risk kind of that you're talking about or the lack of upside. I mean, to me, the thing that is still, again, so hanging over this is the canceling of the joint practice, which I never quite understood how that was going to work anyhow, how short this week was and the logistics of it always seemed to be head-scratching to me. I wish, and again, above my pay grade, I have no idea what was involved, what wasn't. But to me, the Bengals would have been the ideal team to have the joint practice with, right? Where we're doing, where it's everybody's got plenty of time between games. This would have been a great opportunity to get work against this unbelievable offense and great work for some of your defenders. And, you know, then you go out and play the preseason game and get your series. That to me would have been perfect. I never quite got how this was all going to work with the Ravens, and it didn't work. They canceled it, or we canceled it. Everyone would cancel it. I have no idea. But that to me is the part that's really the more major setback as opposed to not playing in game three.
What position group on the roster are you most interested in going in to the final preseason game? I'm going D-line. I just think they've got a lot of guys that could make the team. Armstrong, Payne, Kinlaw, and Miller, they're starting four theoretically on a passing down, are locks. Johnny Newton as the first D-tackle off the bench is going to play probably as much or more as the other two D-tackles. I would say, obviously, a lock, that's five. Dietrich Wise is in, that's six. And then it gets a little compelling. Like, I don't think it's a complete slam dunk that Eddie Goldman makes the roster. I think he will, but I wouldn't be shocked if he didn't. Same with Cleveland Farrell.
Mm.
I would think Cleveland Farrell's in. That gets you to eight. But if Cleveland Farrell doesn't make it, or you find out he got traded for a six-rounder in a couple of years or something, would that be stunning to you? The reason I say that is Sheldon Day, who they got off of waivers from the Minnesota Vikings, I think, when they brought him in, flashed a bunch last year. They really like this big fella, Carl Davis, up front, who's had a really good camp in preseason. He's cheaper and younger than, you know, keeping an Eddie Goldman around or something like that. They still have, on the edge, Javonte Jean-Baptiste, who they drafted in the seventh round last year that they like. Now, he's primarily a rusher. This is not a 335-pounder like a Carl Davis in the middle. I really like Jacob Martin as a pass rusher. I'm not sure. Are they going to prioritize at the back of the roster, if you're keeping 9 or 10 D linemen, a guy like Martin that can rush the quarterback, or a guy like Carl Davis that can be a smart car that's hard to move in the middle that can play the run? I think Jalen Holmes has proven he can play. So I just named, what, 10, 11 guys?
Yeah, it was a whole bunch of people.
Probably nine spots. That's not even to talk about like Andre Jones or Ricky Barber or any of these other dudes. I think they're going to cut players that are going to start in the league once or twice this year.
I think that's a smart point. To me, it's receiver. And not to be boring and not to be repetitive, but their number one, you may have heard about a contract dispute. Their number two has been out, and I don't know if and when Noah Brown's coming back or how healthy he's going to be. And you've got a whole bunch of unknown after that. Debo Samuel, I understand, that to me is the only known quantity. That's slot, that's weapon, that's bubble screen, that's outside, that's running back. I get that. He's locked in, he's not playing, but where is...
After that, it's Luke, Jalen Lane.
It's Ja'Cory Brooks. It's, you know, Braylon Sanders and Tay Martin and River Craycraft and a bunch of Kedja Osborne, maybe. Oh, I mean, Jalen Lane, too, I guess, I suppose, is intriguing. But who's playing?
If I had to guess, so it'll be, let's just say McLaurin signs or is back or whatever. McLaurin, Brown, Debo, Lane, Luke, 1 through 5. I think they'll keep six. And I'll bet you the sixth guy's not here yet. That's my guess.
Makes sense. Could somebody do something to change that here in this game? You know, you always sort of think of that. I mean, this is your Marcus White time. This is your, you know, preseason superhero type moment. Everybody remembers a standout performance and it sort of lives forever. But, yeah, that receiver spot, I just don't know. Like, I don't know if Luke McCaffrey's playing or not. I haven't seen anything pro or contrary to it. But
why
wouldn't he? Well, who knows if he's set in stone and they've seen enough? I have no idea.
60 snaps in this game.
That's what I would do. But again, who knows what they're thinking? But if he does, this needs to be a Luke McCaffrey showcase of wonderment game. You know what I mean? Like, what better opportunity against dudes that aren't making the club? Please, for heaven's sake, have a game that goes down in history.
To that point, let's look at some guys that have to help themselves tomorrow afternoon against the Ravens. And also, we could talk whether or not Terry McLaurin's going to be on site at the stadium as well. But coming up in about 20 minutes, JP from the Junks made an announcement today. He wrote a book about the restored faith in the Commanders in this town and a team that people care about again. And we'll ask him about that on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You can go vote on the Grant and Danny poll of the day presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage, local, long distance, residential, or commercial. 3 decades, best in class service and experience. 106.7 The Fan Twitter account. We're asking you about the departure of Brian Robinson and whether or not he'll be missed. Again, it's the Grant and Danny poll of the day presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage. A sixth round pick for Robinson. I do think it's risky to trade him only because you've got zero information on what Kroski Merritt's going to do in the regular season. Rodriguez has never handled even a small workload. You know, he has been a sparingly used couple of carries here and there per month kind of guy. So everyone's going to be elevated. And whenever you're tapping into people in the workplace, and they're all doing bigger roles than they've ever done before. There's just an unknown there.
Yeah, there's an uncertainty.
So it would be a lot easier for them to just roll with Brian Robinson on the depth chart, not have moved on from him. But that's why I think, frankly, when they went to him and said, hey, we're not feeling it right now, these other guys are supplanting you, it seems like it just, both from their perspective and his, was time to move on, and I don't know how well that went.
Yeah, so from a, you know, all things being equal, in a vacuum, video game style, whatever you want to call it, I would not have traded him. I would have kept him on my roster for those reasons that you said, just demoted him and said, hey, this is a challenge, this will be tough, but be a pro. It sounds like that's not how it went. Just reading the tea leaves, again, when you go from maybe you're not going to get as many carries as you want to you're out of here, it probably sounds like he didn't take it well or whatever. Again, I don't want to impugn the character. I have no idea, but just, again, reading the tea leaves.
Did you see Eli Willits, the number one pick for the Nationals, last night made his debut in Fredericksburg, and with the Fred Nats, the 17-year-old in affiliated ball, had three hits, couple of runs batted in, runs scored, filled out the stat sheet.
That ain't bad.
I couldn't believe it.
Have
what
a night,
an amazing
young man.
Night for a 17-year-old. They basically are just getting him there to get his feet wet. And he's going to fail, and you're going to watch him fail and just say, okay, well, I see the tools. He can play the infield. He's got great speed. A three-hit debut for Eli Willits last night at Fredericksburg.
There's a lot of things to that. Number one, that's awesome for the kid.
Oh, my gosh.
Number two, it just reminds you that players now are so much better than players have ever been. If that makes any sense, right? Like the coaching, the instruction, the lifetime of dedication to it. He's already played and forgotten more baseball than, you know, a lot of major leaguers from, you know, back in the 1960s and 70s when they came up. Just the amount of grind, and he's ready to handle professional baseball. I mean, to give you an idea, as a 20-year-old in the Valley League, I went 2-for-5 in my first game. And then that was pretty much it for the next month. I didn't get a hit like for another 4 weeks and lost my job. So that's a pretty big deal that a 17-year-old in pro ball was a factor last night. Stolen base, RBIs, and a whole lot.
Grant and Danny with you on the fan, taking you up to 6:15. We are at Honor Brewing. We're going to be out here, not just tonight, but as a station throughout the football season. Road games all year long. This will be your pregame home in a couple different locations ahead of the Commanders hitting the road. So this is where Denton and Linnell and all the crew and everybody else doing pregame shows will be posting up as the season goes on. All right, a couple of things I wanted to get into ahead of Sunday's game. Tomorrow's game, Saturday afternoon game with the Baltimore Ravens. Final tune-up before the regular season. I want you to give me one name of a player that you think has to help themselves, a guy you're most interested in watching tomorrow.
This might be lame, and we kind of keep beating this drum, but Luke McCaffrey. That's the first name that comes to mind, but you know, he and Ben Sinnott kind of to me are tied at the hip in this regard. I'm just waiting to see it. I'd like to see it. I don't know if you're capable or not. I know that the team has turned to other options each time, but this should be a great showcase for both of those guys if they're both in the lineup.
Yeah, I want to see Sinnott make plays along the lines you're talking about with Luke McCaffrey, but I guess for me, the guy I'm most intrigued by, it's got to be in the backfield. Like, I don't know how they're going to go about using the running backs, but I think that's going to be an answer key moment for us. If Rodriguez doesn't play at all, but Krosky Merritt does, that's telling. Mm-hmm. If they both play and one gets 9 carries and the other gets 2 carries and is out, I think that's revealing as well. But they've also got some tough decisions to make with Jeremy McNichols or Demetric Felton or one of these other guys. So I'll be monitoring that position pretty closely. Also at linebacker, there's some competition right now with this Jordan McGee injury. Maybe you put him on short-term IR. Kane Medrano's in, that's clear. But does a Duke Riley make the team with a monster game? Could one of the other guys, like Ale Kaho, he had a huge
I thought
game.
He was pretty good the other night.
He was. You heard his name incessantly. That's someone I think that's one more strong showing away from making it real tough and possibly making the team. Lastly, Terry McLaurin, is he going to be there? I brought this up earlier. This, to me, is the biggest storyline tomorrow. With all due respect to the kids on the field and everybody who's going to be scratching and clawing from a roster spot,
yep.
Terry McLaurin didn't come Monday night. There's this rumbling out there that maybe the team just said, hey, don't bother. Don't come. It's a distraction. The cameras on Monday Night Football will be showing you the entire time. I don't really buy that. I think he probably wasn't going to come, and they said, no problem. It's excused. But it would be telling to me if for the second time this week they're playing a home game and he decides to chill in Loudoun County and not post at the stadium.
Yeah, I think he's not going to go. I think it's going to be a continuation of this. And I think it's the wrong decision. I think that's a mistake. But, you know, he's already done it once. So, well, you know, I cannot imagine the team saying, yeah, go away. I think they tacitly agreed to it, understanding that it would then, if it was unexcused, then it means fine time, and now, you know, we're taking money out of your pocket. So I bet you it may end up being the same circumstance, because again, the end goal is for him to play football this year for this team, but my guess is that he will not be there tomorrow.
I have some hope and a little bit of optimism that he shows up based on Albert Breer's reporting in his piece that he wrote on some league buzz and news today. He said, as for Terry McLaurin, I think the negotiation is in a better spot than it's been, but the sides started out pretty far apart, so there was a lot of ground to make up. He goes on to write, maybe the deadlines in the next couple of weeks will help push an agreement through. Breer was the first person we had on the show that said this is really, really bad.
Yeah, this is worse than you think. Yeah.
In fact, he was the first person I can remember in the national writer kind of group who came out and said this is uglier than people think it is, and it's going to go on longer than people think, and he was so right. Now he's saying it's better maybe than we understand, and it's closer to being resolved, which encourages me because he's been spot on throughout the process. Our Panda Watch, Terry McLaurin updates. That's what they are.
That's what it is.
Brian Fantana style. Come your way via Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Author J.P. Flame of Sports Junkies
renowned fame, author, yeah,
joins us next on G&D.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.